Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
You understand when we go into these directions, but we want to talk about faith from just different perspectives. And before I really get into that, we're going to talk about four different aspects of faith. You only had three at one time, but God gave me another one, you know, to include in this message. And the first thing I want to talk about is where faith comes from. And we're not going to leave anything out. We're just going to go back to the simple basis of where do you get faith? You're talking about faith. Where in the world can I get this faith that you're talking about? We're going to talk about that tonight, how to get faith for anything that you need in your life. I can tell you how to get faith forward based on God's Word. You understand? I say I can. The Bible's going to tell us. So where do you get faith from? And so we're going to talk about where to get faith. And so number two is we're going to talk about what faith is not. We're going to talk about what faith is not. And then number three, well, I'm going to throw another one in there. It's probably I'll get to talking about where you get faith. I'm going to talk about the purpose of confession, because confession is involved in bringing faith to you. And so we're going to throw that in maybe as number two. Then when the number three, we're going to talk about, we just throw an extra one in because that's really a point under the first one, you understand? But we're also going to talk about what faith is not, because you'll find about 95% of the body of Christ in that place, what faith is not. Faith is not. And you'll find that. Because a lot of people, we're not belittling anybody or nothing. The Lord gave me this while I was praying and seeking God. But we're going to talk about what faith is not. If we talk about what faith is not, then we've got to talk about also what is faith. We're going to define faith, I pray, in the simplest form that God would allow us to, so you'll never forget what faith really is right here tonight. And then we're going to, last point, we're going to answer really $1 million, $1 trillion, $1 decillion question. I said, Brother Randy, is there such things as $1 decillion? Well, somebody told me there was. I was in a financial seminar, and he was teaching about financial prosperity, how much money was in the world. And he said, there was such a thing as $1 decillion. And I said, is that true? And he said, yes. I said, well, how do you know what it looks like? He said, it's a number with 33 zeros after it. I said, I'll take your word for it. Glory to God. And so I'll get the trillions and everything. Then we'll go to the decillions. But if people had $1 decillion, it would pay them to give every bit of that money to know the answer to this question that I'm fixing to ask tonight. And I'm going to give it to you for free. And that question is how to know when you're in faith. Because if you're in faith, you can believe God get that $1 decillion back. And much more than that. It would pay you to give every bit of the money that you have. You understand? If somebody could give you the answer to that question, because if you know you are in faith, you got all your problems solved. If you're in faith, all your problems are solved. And we're going to answer that question tonight, how to know when you're in faith. Because if you know that you're in faith, everything's all right. And another thing it'll do, it'll locate you. Because if you're not in faith, it's not going to work for you. So it's a location factor that we're going to look at the last one. And it's not to put anybody down, but it's to bring us all on the level so there's no wondering, am I in faith or am I not in faith? Because all those thoughts are going to come and we can just seal it and you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt whether you're in faith or not. So we're going to talk about number one, where in the world do you get faith at? And you already know this, but Romans chapter 10, verse 17, let's just turn over there and look at it. Where in the world do we get faith at? The simple, basic, elementary truths. Why? Because this is where miracles come from. He said, where does miracles come from? The work of miracles? Does it come by the hearing of faith? Yes, that's how it does. And we're going to talk about faith and how to get in, how you can believe God tonight and receive miracles right here during this service. I mean, not in the sweet by and by, but right tonight that you can receive the miracle power of God that will minister to you in any area of your life. But in Romans chapter 10, verse number 17, it says this. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or in other words, faith comes from hearing God's Word. Every Word of God is a container or capsule of faith that you must take, and you must take that Word off that page and get it down into you, and it will produce faith inside of you. So, Brother Randy, how does faith come? It says here that faith comes by what? Hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And so if you're going to get faith to come to you and you don't have faith, you can call faith and it'll come to you. Hear faith, hear faith, hear faith, hear faith. Come here, faith, come here, faith. Because it says faith cometh. Faith cometh. Faith cometh. If you don't have it, you got to call Him. You understand? And so you call faith and it'll come to you. How do you call it? You call it through God's Word. You speak God's Word. You get God's Word that pertains to your particular circumstances. You read and study and meditate on that God's Word by speaking the Word of God out of your mouth, which brings us to the point of confession. What is the purpose of confession? Why in the world do you confess God's Word? Do you know that there have been literal wars that's been fought over the fact of confession? In the body of Christ? I mean, really, people that believe like I do. In fact, in our tenets of faith, in Randall Greer Ministries, AFI, and everything that we're doing, our tenets of faith, one of the tenets of faith that we have there, that we believe that confession is an integral part of Christianity. And it is. And it kind of, you know, kind of sets you apart because people will think, well, you know, and a lot of people that believe like I would believe, a lot of folks would call me a cult because they think I'm one of them name it and claim it and blab it and grab it folks. You understand? And it's really, and they think, and the reason, I mean, many people think because they don't understand confession, and that's why there's wars that's been fought over it. That's why many people would call somebody that believes like me, and if you believe like I do, then confession of God's Word, and if faith comes by hearing, then they would think that you're in a cult. And they would go as far to call you of the devil. I mean, and we're not belittling anybody or knocking anybody, and it may be that they have good reason to do so because we might not have misunderstood. I mean, we might not have understood confession ourselves, and I don't believe we have to the fullest extent, but I believe tonight that you're going to get a different picture of confession than you ever have before. I said, Brother Randy, where'd you get it from? The Lord spoke to me about it and told me the purpose of confession. See, because a lot of people think that when you're confessing God's Word that you're trying to make God do something for you. The purpose of confession is not to get God to do anything for you. You whatsoever. If you're confessing God's Word trying to get Him to do something for you, then that means that you believe that He has not done it. And if He has not done it, it cannot be faith. Faith can only begin where the will of God is known. The purpose of confession is not to get God to do anything for you. Now, we got to clarify that statement. We got to be balanced in that statement. Why is it not, confession is not to get God to do anything for you? Because when Jesus hung on the tree, the cross, among other things, there was three powerful words that He said. And those three powerful words, He said, it is finished. Everything that God was going to do for the human race was carried out through the shed blood, the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as my statement is, if you're looking for God, He's already came and He's already went back. Amen? And so if you're waiting for Him, and I mean He's coming again, but He's coming differently next time, He's already came. He's already told you. He's already told me what to do. And all we've got to do is take the principles that He shared with us in His Word and take these principles and make them applicable to our life by doing them and putting them into action. The lazy person, the lazy person is not going to receive anything from God. If you're slothful and you're lazy, you're not going to receive anything from God. The Bible says through faith and patience, perseverance, that we receive from God. Don't be slothful. You understand? I mean, get after it. I mean, go in there and study God's Word. If you want the miracle power of God to work in your behalf, then tap into it. Plug into it, and I'll guarantee you it'll work for you. Said, Brother Randy, well, everything's not looking good. I don't feel like God's working for you. It didn't say if you felt like God's power is working for you. It said that you've got to believe that it's working for you. But the purpose of confession is not to get anything, God to do anything for you. But we portrayed that, I believe, to one another, even to ourselves. You understand that we've done that. And then what happens is the enemy slips up and he discourages us. And then the denominational folks, you understand, we're not belittling anybody, but they look at us like a cult because they think that every time we confess God's Word, we're twisting God's arm and we're going to break it until He works for us one way or the other. If He don't do it, we'll break His arm. And they say, well, every time you confess God's Word, all right, God, I believe I've received. And this is the way the mentality of a lot of Christians, and we're not knocking anybody. And I'm talking about Word of Faith folks too. Excuse me. They think that we're reaching into heaven, you know, we're grabbing God by the arm and say, God, I believe I've received. God, I believe every time we say I believe I receive, we twist God by the arm. God, you heard me now. I believe I receive. God, I believe I receive. You better do it for me. God, I believe I receive. God, you better do it for me. God, I believe I receive. God, and we twist His arm until finally you twist somebody's arm so much you get him up on their tippy toes. You understand? And you get God on his tippy toes in heaven and finally says, wait a minute. God says, don't break my arm. Don't break my arm. You can have it. And a lot of folks look at confession that way, that we're trying to make God do something for us. I'm here to tell you it's already done. Jesus Christ came and you're already healed. Your financial needs are already met. But if you don't reach out and grab a hold to them, you'll never have them. It will never manifest itself in this physical material world. You've got to go after them. You've got to decide to set yourself, and I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay in God's Word. I'm going to keep faith in God's Word, and God's power will go into work in behalf of those individuals that will do that. Amen? We can, excuse me. We can sit around and whine and complain and doubt and do without, or we can get up and believe God and shout. Amen? I don't know what you're going to do, but that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm telling you, if you'll practice God's Word, it'll work for you. So the purpose of confession is not to get God to do anything for you. Why? Because He's already done it. If we could get that revelation in our spirit, that's what you need to work on. Getting the revelation in your spirit, the reason you meditate on God's Word is to get the fact that it's already done in you. In you. Because if you ever get it in you, inside of your heart, you're going to have it outside of here. It's going to come to pass. But first, you got to have it inside before it ever shows up on the outside. And so that's what you got to do. The reason you meditate on God's Word is to convince your heart and convince your mind to get you in faith that it's already a done fact. It's already forever settled. His Word is forever settled in heaven. You're already healed. All your needs are already met. Everything that you need in life that pertains to life and godliness has already been given to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. Isn't that right? That's what the Bible says. So the reason you meditate on God's Word is to convince yourself, to convict yourself, to get faith inside of you. Faith comes by hearing. Faith upon the fact of what? The fact of what Jesus Christ done approximately 2,000 years ago. It's already been done. You know, we said last night, you know, that people come up and they got healed last night. But really, in one sense of speaking, they didn't. They was healed about 2,000 years ago, and last night they just took advantage of what belonged to them. Wow! Glory to God. Amen. And that's the truth about it. Folks come up, you know, and got saved, rededicated their life to God. We said they got saved last night. Well, in one sense of speaking, they didn't. They got saved approximately 2,000 years ago, and they just took advantage of it last night. Isn't that right? That's the way it works. I mean, why? It's already done. It's past tense. Say past tense. Say past tense. That means, say that means, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. All my needs are already met. All my needs are already met. Therefore, I have no need. Look out. Therefore, I have no need, because all my needs are already supplied according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's it. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Why? I'm healed. Why? Because He said I was. He said, wait a minute, Brother Randy, I don't see the manifestation. That's not what He said, believe. He didn't say believe the manifestation wasn't there. He said believe that the healing was there. Woo! You understand? I'm telling you. Believe it. That's why I'll tell you this. I'll just tell you, and I'm just going to keep on telling you. I believe. I know it in my heart beyond the shadow of a doubt. I'm convinced of it that somebody is going to walk up to me or put it in the mail, and they're going to give Randall Grimm Ministries $500,000 in one lump sum and cash, check, and money order. Glory to God, said Brother Randy. How do you know that? Because the Word of God says to him that believeth all things are possible. The Bible says what things you ever desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whosoever shall say in this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he saith. Brother and sister, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I believe it, and it's mine in the name of Jesus. Said, Brother Randy, what you going to do with it? I'm going to build the kingdom of God. That's exactly what I'm going to do with it, and there ain't nothing going to stop it from happening. Said, Brother Randy, you going to let us know when it happens? Yeah, it may happen this week. Wah! Glory to God, in one sense of speaking, you understand? Is it done? Yes, it's done. It's done the moment I believe it, and the answer's on the way right now. Said, what's the holdup? God's got to get somebody to believe Him and obey Him. You know, he'd been talking to you maybe about it. Your mind's been going, doing, doing, wop, wop. You understand? So he's got to work on you a little while. You understand? But I'm not going to stop believing. I'm going to wait for you to get there. You understand? Or whoever it is, I'm going to wait for them to get there. I mean, they got to catch up. Sometimes you got to wait for folks to catch up with your faith. You understand? Don't let that go. Zing. Don't let that go over you. You do. Joshua and Caleb had to wait for them to catch up with them. They did, because, I mean, they couldn't go into the fullness of what God said. They had to wait 40 years for them folks to catch up. And I've heard Dad Hagin talk about that, but the purpose of confession is not to get God to do anything for you. So, your next question is this. Brother Randy, what in the world then is the purpose of confession? I wish you would tell me. Well, I'm glad you asked me, because I can tell you. The purpose of confession, number one, is to get you into faith. Number two keep you in faith until the manifestation comes. Faith comes by hearing. You never confess the Word of God for God's benefit. God wrote the Bible. He knows it better than you do. So the purpose that He wants you confessing His Word is for your benefit. He wants you to believe what He wrote. Said, Brother Randy, why have we got to confess the Word of God? Because we've been programmed all of our life negatively. All of our life we've been programmed. Words have been spoken. Things have been said. Full of doubt and unbelief. And the only way we're going to get that stuff out of us is to get God's Word in us to the point that it pushes that mess out of us. In other words, you can't get something out of you until you put something in there to replace it. And so that's why you get into God's Word. The purpose of confession is not to get God to do anything for you. But what is the purpose of confession? The purpose of confession, number one, is to get you in faith. Number two, keep you in faith until the manifestation comes. I said, Brother Randy, is it done? The moment you pray and believe God is the moment your miracle is set in motion. That very moment. Where is it done? In the realm of the Spirit. And it'll come to pass in the physical material world. And so that's where faith comes from. Faith comes by hearing. And the reason you get into the Word of God, you confess God's Word and you hear God's Word is to convince yourself. Get into faith, convince yourself, get into faith, both synonymous terms. Convince yourself, get into faith that it's established fact that all the promises of God are already yes and amen. They belong to you. All right, so we got that fact established. So we want to move right on to the next point then. Then the next point would be, and remember, you already know these things, but I'm telling you, it just opens up your eyes when you begin to see some of these things and the Holy Ghost begins to speak things to you even that I'm not even saying. Understand? He'll tell you things. He'll show you things to do, and you just write them things down and just start doing them because He's speaking to you. And He'll tell you what to do, and you just get up doing it, you understand? And I know already, you know, let me at him. Just wait. You'll really want to get at him in just a minute, you understand? That's just putting a log on your fire. Want to put two or three more on there. But we want to talk about what faith is not, because you'll find approximately 95% of the body of Christ in this position. I was with the Reverend Doug Jones in a meeting where he was teaching in the morning and I was preaching at night. And we'd done this a couple of times, over the years. And I was talking to him one time and I asked him a question, you know, because I had his ear and he was my instructor. I respect him, look at his elder and the Lord and everything like that. And I said, Brother Doug, can I ask you a question? I said, if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. I said, but you've been over healing school for all these years. For many years he was over healing school and things like that. I said, can you answer me a question? He said, what's that, Brother Randy? Go ahead and ask anything you want to. I said, Brother Doug, I said, can you tell me, what percentage of people that comes to healing school actually receive their healing where it's manifested and you know about it? And I mean, he just like to broke down weeping. He said, oh my Lord, don't ask me that, Brother Randy. Don't ask me that. I'm so ashamed of myself. Don't ask me that question. Don't ask me. He said, you could ask me any question in the world but that question. I said, well, Brother Doug, you ain't got an answer to nothing or at all. Just you ain't got an answer to thing. And I said, it looks like it's hurting you. So I'll retract the question if you want me to. He said, no. He said, I'll answer it. He said, but I feels like that I failed. And I said, well, go ahead. He said, brace yourself. I said, all right, I'm braced. And so y'all brace yourself.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.